gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the first ever episode 76 of Expansion Jive Podcast.
Is it 76?
It is, because wow. You just posted 75.
I did just post 75, didn't I?
Your weekly source for all things nerdy, attractions, movies, video games, movies, music, TV, and sometimes a little wrestling. As always, I'm your host, Mike Kerrigan, with my friend to the left, at Blacktopus Prime himself, America's favorite worst producer ever, and the screamer of all screamers at Horror Nights, Dee Dee.
Hi everyone. How's everyone doing today?
I was waiting for you to go, I did not scream louder than my sister, because you totally did.
I did not. No, I did not.
Oh, yes, you did.
No. Wait. No.
We'll get into that in a little bit. No. Returning to the show after a couple week hiatus, Miss Lissa T.
Hi.
Hi, Lissa. We missed you. Hey. New hairdo for those of you watching the YouTube version.
Yeah.
It's nice and purpley.
It's power violet.
Ooh, is that actually what it says on
the
box?
That's what it's called, really?
I like that you knew that I got it from a box. It's definitely $7.
Power.
Frogga does the same thing, don't worry. Her hair is like black now almost. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of, it was different. She came in, you know, one day, you know, after work. I'm just like, wait, what? Matter of fact, I used a choice language. I'm like, oh, hello. Do you have music ready, Dee Dee?
Yes, I always have music ready. Hold on.
Quote unquote ready.
Music is always ready.
Returning back to the show after a couple weeks. Happened,
right? Okay, here we go. Music is ready for the professor.
Oh my God. Jeez almighty. I shouldn't even said anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, the professor of theme parkonomics. He's here to teach you something. Mr. Banks, please.
Y'all gonna learn a thing or two today.
Or not. This is basic theme parkonomics.
I just want to hear the last part this time.
Basic theme parkonomics. Or not. This is basic theme parkonomics.
Class is in session.
Class is indeed in session. Welcome back to the show, Lord. Mr. Banks Lee.
Hello, everyone. You know, just looking at the podcast feed here on iTunes, under there's a best of the podcast thing for the podcast now, and the best episode so far is the Halloween Horror Nights episode.
Oh!
Seems to be the number one downloaded and listened to episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I think I might have counted for maybe probably 10 times, because I've never laughed during a podcast recording so much in my life.
I'll never not watch that Poltergeist video and not laugh so hard.
13,000 views on YouTube.
Are you serious? On YouTube, yeah.
You're famous.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For being scared.
And Hallow Scream and Busch Gardens keep sharing your videos, so they love the Insomnia video. That thumbnail.
That thumbnail's the worst. I'm going to say this right now.
Oh, boy.
Who is that, you, Banks? That did
Do
that
I pick the thumbnail?
God, I
pick the
thumbnail. You so much.
You're welcome.
That thumbnail. I look like the biggest DTD on the planet. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
I had to pick something that would be visually interesting, and you screaming your head off was visually interesting.
I literally look like, what's that? Gosh, the dog from Coco. Not Coco. The dog with that sticks his tongue out.
Yeah, that's Coco. Yeah, that's Coco. Yeah, that's Dante.
I look like that dog.
That one dog with the thing.
Have you seen Coco? There's a dog.
I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Yeah,
how dare
you? Oh, I can't see
you. Were talking about like crying before we started the podcast. You will cry like a baby at the end of this movie.
Okay, it's a good thing I fell asleep then.
Oh, so bad. Yeah, it's so funny because Dee Dee and I were talking about the other day that there's one part in the house that Dee Dee is the most terrified, like legitimately terrified.
It's the blacked
and
out
it's
room.
That spot because you see his face just totally change demeanor.
Blacked out room, Poltergeist?
No. That in the Hollow Scream, the Insomnia one. It was like where the girl was floating or whatever, and you just see your eyes just change immediately. You're just, I'm done.
I think I even stopped. And I just tried to push you. Like, no.
Sure. But on that note, as always, thank you to MEI Travel, Mass Fan Travel, Universal Fan Travel, our sponsoring show each and every week. And of course, thank you to Give Kids World Village. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm thinking it's the end of the show. MEI Travel, Mass Fan Travel, Universal Fan Travel, your weekly source for all things Disney.
Boo.
Universal.
Ah.
And cruises.
Get hype.
Yay!
It was close enough.
That was close enough.
Reach out to them and get a free quote with no obligation.
Let's go.
And of course, thank you to Give Kids World Village for allowing us to record the show here each and every week. Mm-hmm. Reach out to gktw.org to find out how you can be a part of the volunteers here and help out, you know, these great kids here at the village.
Anytime.
But yeah, it was a crazy week, I think, for everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks. We'll start with you.
Yes.
How was the week for you, sir?
Lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff I want to quickly talk about. Of course, we'll talk about Infinity Falls later.
Yeah, we'll talk about tots. It's not like triple tots.
It's not triple tots, but it's the
tots. Went over, took the family to see Life at iDrive to see the Wiki Watchy Mermaids. So
we took them where?
Over at the Sea Life Aquarium.
Oh, okay. I forgot it has the different name now.
Special engagement or something?
Yeah, it's the first time they've ever appeared in Orlando.
That's cool.
They're in one of the tanks at Sea Life Friday through Sunday, I think until mid-October. And then also doing meet and greets and signing and things like that.
Did they sign in the water?
Not.
Oh, you just drop in like a...
That's actually kind of cool.
Oh, it's not here. Where did it go? That's really
invisible
cool,
ink.
Like Ariel with the feather pen.
Yeah.
I love Wiki Watchy. I've only been once. We covered it way back in like 2013 show. It's one of those like quintessential like old Florida attractions.
It's a little surprising because it is so iconic. It's a little surprising that it is really that's Florida.
Yeah.
How far away from here is it?
I would probably say it's 2 hours.
2 hours?
It's about 30 minutes north of Busch Gardens.
Like, so that means you get on 75.
Oh, so you got to go the other way.
Yeah, there's different ways you can get there.
275, sorry.
But yeah, I would say it's about 2 hours from here.
Okay,
and it's a day trip for sure.
So not too bad from my house.
That's
cool.
Way
and
bad.
The springs are fun too.
Oh yeah,
you know, they have like there's stuff to do there.
Because the spring where the mermaids perform, there's also a water park attached to it, so you can actually swim in the spring. Sometimes the year there are manatees that will come and be swimming there with you and swimming with the mermaids. Yeah,
Liz is freaking out just a little bit.
Unfortunately, the theater where they perform is going to be closed for like 5 months, starting in November for a complete renovation. Yeah. So then mermaids are going to be performing for a little bit, but I think in mid-March they'll be back. So
cool. Awesome.
But so I did that. I have to look at my photos to see what the heck I've been doing the past week. It's just so much stuff. Speaking of MEI travel,
hey guys.
They were very kind to invite me and my wife out to a little special Illuminations dessert party that they were holding for a special weekend they were doing for their
I saw
travel
that,
agents.
They had that like that fireball infused donuts or something.
I didn't have that one. Matt went to that one at the Living Seas.
Oh, okay.
But it was just a simple little dessert party in Italy. It's the first time I've really sat and watched Illuminations in many months.
Isn't it amazing?
You know, I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, damn, I'm actually going to miss this show.
Yes! I didn't say I wouldn't miss it. I just think it's time for something new.
Hashtag save Illuminations.
Now, I didn't say they don't need to get rid of it.
Come on.
It's time for something new, but I'm sitting there like, oh, man.
It's a great show.
At least I've got a year to really say goodbye to
it. Are you emotionally attached to it, or what's the deal?
Yeah,
okay.
I would say that.
All
right.
Okay,
the best show.
But you know, we're enjoying it, and then the glow part starts. We're like, all right, let's get up and get some more dessert.
Yeah.
See, there are some advantages to that glow part, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag save Illuminations.
It ain't being saved. No. I'm sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
No,
save
time.
It. Let's pick it.
And then I want to tell you, I tweeted this out today, a cute little story. So my daughter Spencer is really starting to be
able to pay attention
to movies. So we're watching movies at home. We'll watch TV shows. We started watching Solo because Sydney hadn't seen it yet. And we get to the part, if you've seen the movie, where Han and Kira get separated at the customs place. And, you know, Han's screaming, Kira, Kira. And Kira's like, keep going, run. My daughter, in near tears, is going, Kira, what happened to Kira? Oh, no. And I'm looking over. I'm now in near tears, like, oh, my gosh, she's ready for
Star
Wars.
She's a real person.
She can watch Star Wars now and be emotionally invested.
Yay.
So now I'm like, all right, we're going to start with episode 4. And I'm going to run through the whole gamut with her. So we'll see.
So you go 4, 5, 6.
I will go 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, Rogue One. So.
See, I watch them in chronological.
I watch them
chronological.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you do Rogue One and then do Return of the Jedi? That's what I would do. Or not Return of the Jedi. Rogue One, Empire, and then...
He's doing an order of release.
I'm doing order of release. I'm doing it in the order that I saw them. So
that's
how I'm going to watch it with her.
Cool. I think some of the excitement about Rogue One, too. Sorry.
Is that
you just at the end, you see how it kind of ties in.
Exactly. Exactly.
The best scene.
That's probably the best. That's probably the best scene.
Yeah, we can talk spoilers.
That's a big
deal. We can talk spoilers. That's like 2 years old.
Spoiler alert.
words.
When he flings that rebel and cuts him in half.
Oh, boy! I did. That was probably the only time in a movie theater I legit got out of my seat and like bit at a backflip.
That was a true get hype.
That was like the get hype moment probably of all time. But when you said, oh, you know, Spencer started paying attention, I thought you were going to say, so what movies did she start to watch? Coming to America, Commando, Predator.
I think she's a little young for that.
I started watching them.
No, I don't think so. Maybe in a few years.
What about Indiana Jones? You should have her.
Oh, Indiana Jones. Heck yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's only the second greatest movie.
Coming to America has how many, you know, F-bombs in it?
I didn't.
Okay. I mean, we turned out okay, but you know.
I turned out okay.
Kinda. Alyssa, how have you been?
I'm great. Continue. Right. Okay.
Well, what's with the one-worded answers tonight? Dee Dee, Alyssa, yeah.
What do you think? I've been here before?
Yeah.
So in the last week, my sister got married.
Let's give it up for her.
So, yeah.
Marriage!
Yeah, so she had a destination wedding in Mexico. At a resort.
Is it weird that destiny is in? Okay.
Yeah.
Because, of course, she's a huge Twitch streamer, of course.
What's funny, it's random. Totally weird story. But we used to play an MMO, my mom, sister, and I, like years ago. It was like a little 2D thing. But her name was Destiny.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah, she was Destiny. Aww. So that's random. But anyway.
Is she going to have to change her Twitch screen name now?
No, she's keeping her name.
Okay.
But she's changing her name.
Okay.
Okay. So she's not going to be the hyphen? Do the hyphen?
No, I think she's just. It sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Two S's. Mm-hmm. Alliteration. Yeah, but besides that, and then I just had to recover from the all inclusive resort situation.
All inclusive resort?
Oh, yeah.
Sandals.
Oh, why?
I was immediately
going to the office.
No,
why?
It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. Free drinks, dude.
Can I ask?
I mean, not free, but. Yeah.
Well, I mean, how much weight did you gain? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, I gained 2 pounds, but I don't gain weight.
Oh.
Yeah. Must be nice, huh, guys?
Yeah. It is.
Oh,
geez. It's nice. I had raw cookie dough for lunch, so.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that
sounds serious.
They
sounds
had amazing. It over there, raw cookie dough?
No. Or I like today.
Talking about just now.
Huh? Yeah.
That sounds so good.
Like, I eat a lot of junk food. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Wonderland Cookie Dough in Celebration? Where they
sell
quote unquote, safe cookie dough?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
No, it tastes just like cookie dough.
I like the chocolate chip one.
Hmm. I think I saw somewhere where it was like a food truck where they actually had cookie dough like in a cone.
Yeah.
And you can eat it as is. I forgot where it was. Is it
Disney? Like a celebration.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked good though.
Yeah. It's delicious.
And you also, so you started playing that since you've been on the show and you finished The Last of Us.
I played The Last of Us specifically because of you, which it's one of the hardest games I've ever played. I hate stealth is so
and I
hard.
I didn't think about that. So I didn't mind that. I know a lot of people just play like all Rambo style. But of course, you know, you're encouraged to play stealthy, especially, you know, with the clickers and stuff. But you beat it.
I did.
Did you have to downgrade your hard or your difficulty level?
Well, no, I stayed on normal whole time. But I would have put it down after 2 hours if I wasn't streaming it. Like,
are you kidding me?
Wow.
I would have put it down.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you end up liking it?
Stealth is hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I loved the game. I loved it. I played the DLC. I cried. Like,
you were so. I watched the very beginning when you started it. And that beginning of the game, I've cried every single time. Watching you play it, I was crying.
Oh my!
So it's a very emotional part where.
And this is just the beginning, like the opening cinematic.
So spoilers, of course. The game is 7 years old, it is now.
I want to know.
Basically, it's the beginning of this apocalypse, you know, that happens. So Seeds of Extinction is very much alike Last of Us.
Okay.
Where in Seeds of Extinction, where it's just plant life, Last of Us, it's like these quadriceps. It's like a fungi that's, you know, basically invading your brain and turning you crazy. So in the beginning of the game, your character Joel is trying to escape with his daughter and his brother. As they're trying to escape, you know, there's a like a army guy or whatever, and he's trying to figure out like, are they allowing him to pass? He calls up, you know, his, you know, superior or whatever, and tells him, no, kill him. So as Joel realizes that this is happening, he tries to run away. The guy shoots. He shoots his daughter. And his daughter dies in his arm. I'm getting goosebumps. Oh, my
God. Like, not even from the freaking infected.
Yeah.
It's so awful.
Human. Yeah. it's the most intense, like, first 20-30 minutes of a game ever. Awful. It's so I love this game too. And of course, you know me with kids, I love it that much more because the whole story is a father-daughter story. He goes on to protect, you know, this girl Ellie, even though she's not his daughter. It becomes that father-daughter relationship, yeah. And it's so good.
Oh, it really is.
All right, so the end.
I was going to ask about the end.
What were your thoughts? So spoilers if you haven't played Last of Us.
Spoilers!
But what did you think of Joel and his decision at the end?
You're about that life? You thought it was justified?
Yeah. Honestly.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, I would have done the same thing. Of course, outside of the situation, I would have been like, no, save the world.
But. So Ellie, you find out that she has the cure. To this, you know, virus, whatever it is, and you're bringing her to get to the people that think they can replicate, you know, what she has or whatever, the fireflies.
Like she has a natural immunity.
But come to find out, they're gonna kill her in order to get what she has.
Yeah.
Joel finds out and kills everybody in order to save her.
Oh, it's like the most crazy, probably 10-15 minutes in a video game ever, because you're running through a hospital, dude. You're killing innocent doctors, unarmed, because you have to. And you're legit.
It won't let you move on until you kill the doctors that are trying to work on her, or whatever. And when she wakes up, as you're driving back to where your brother is, she goes, "Oh, what happened?" And he says, "Oh, they found more people, and it doesn't work. There's no cure."
He has to lie.
But after I can't remember exactly what happens afterwards or whatever. But she realizes what really happened, and he still lies to her.
She said,
"Tell me the truth."
And then even like they're in that scene when you're in the hospital, like running around, you're carrying her in your arms, just shooting people.
It's intense. I love it so much.
It's tough,
but it's why it was.
Because that entire last 2 hours is just saving her.
And when you get a chance, so go and look at the alternate ending.
Alternate ending?
Oh my gosh.
You've seen it before.
What?
It's a musical. So they play a prank on Troy Baker, who's the voice of Joel. Okay. The girl who plays, who's the leader of the Fireflies? So she starts the joke on Troy, and she sings, "You have to save her, Joel," or whatever. And Troy's all thrown off, like, okay, so they run with it. So that entire ending scene, they play it out as a musical.
No.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So yeah, if you get a chance, check that out. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So between video games and marriage and school,
marriage!
Yeah.
Lots of busyness.
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah. Plus I'm back in Overwatch, so.
I haven't played Overwatch in a long time.
So you did start stream another game the other day, Assassin's Creed, right?
Assassin's Creed Origins.
Well,
how do you like it?
I like it.
It's really good. And I made the rash decision to go ahead and pre-order the game that actually releases today.
Odyssey.
Oh, that's if you pre-ordered
the gold edition or whatever it was. So I went ahead and pre-ordered that and. Yeah, if I get back to Best Buy in time, I would be going out and picking that up.
Yeah, sweet.
Because they do the This is Sparta kick, and like, oh yeah, I'm sold.
Wait, the Best Buy on 27 and I-4?
Yeah, Davenport. I should be able to make it.
Sure.
Especially if Champions Gate is wide open. We'll see.
Oh yeah, well, I don't take I-4. I take the back roads.
Make sure you should be fine. Make sure you do that secret thing that What's-Their-Faces did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They climbed the giant, and then they honk off. It was on What's Good Games. I'll tell you after the show.
Okay, yeah,
tell me that. I can't say it here, but it's actually very funny.
Okay. Deans, what's up with you, sir?
Gosh, actually was very busy this week. I saw Hellfest.
I've heard mixed things, but I definitely still want to go see it.
So the characters suck. I'm not going to lie. The people, most of those kind of slashers. But these are like, really get rid of them. Like, you're like, oh my God, please kill them all.
You're rooting for the killer.
Oh, yeah, you're rooting for them. Yeah, what surprised me, though, was it was actually oddly entertaining, but the kills, wow.
Brutal.
Mm. I was not expecting it because, nowadays, they kind of.
It's more about the scare than.
It's more about the scare. The they were just straight up like, oh, I'll bash your head in.
Oh!
Another one, oh, I'll stab you in the eye.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
But it was like, not just the stab in the eye, I was like, slowly in the eye.
Oh.
How much does like the theme park haunt environment play a part in the film?
Big part. It's like the whole movie is set in like a Halloween Horror Nights-ish type thing. And then there's a huge twist at the end, which, blew my mind. Everyone in the theater was like, "Oh!" Like it was
Mike Aiello the entire time.
Yeah. So I would recommend to go see it. I think it's a fun movie to watch.
It's definitely like a MoviePass AMC A-list.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Definitely. But yeah. Definitely, I recommend go watching it. If
I think
you have that.
Friday, I may make like a triple you know movie event of it, and I may go see that, and then a couple other movies that are releasing this weekend and last weekend too.
You go hard on movies.
Well, because Franca works on Fridays now, yeah. So like Friday's just my day to myself now. So right, I was like, yeah. Oh, Friday, you know, it's either going to be Assassin's Creed or just, you know, triple thread of movies. I don't
Why
know.
Not both? Out.
How was Tony Todd in the film?
Who's Tony Todd?
You don't know who Tony Todd is?
The Candyman.
Is that Candyman?
Yeah. Okay. The one with like the tall, the white makeup on. Yeah. The host, I think.
He has a small part in the movie. He was pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool if you're a fan. My friend was like, oh my God, it's Tony Todd, the Candyman.
Yeah, I once got to meet Tony Todd at a Spooky Empire.
Oh, really?
That's one of the few times that I felt small. He's a big guy.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh! Like it's insane.
That's
oh,
cool,
man.
I'm excited. Yeah. Hopefully, we can meet like some of the guys up there from. Of course, you know, one of my favorite movies of all time is Devil's Rejects, one of the zombie movies. And yeah. Bill Moseley is going to be up there. Sid Haig's going to be out there. But I didn't realize that the X-Files, you know, basically the whole cast is going to be there. It's crazy.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's wild.
Anything else going on?
I went to Horror Nights with I dragged my sister to Horror Nights the other night. That
was
going to
talk about that. Yeah.
That was interesting.
Not only that, but Fraka's first time in like 16 years.
Yeah, that was.
She's sold. She
loved it.
She actually wanted to just go ahead and upgrade to the Frequent Fear Pass. But she wasn't sure if she'd be able to go, you know, a lot more, especially because we're 3 weeks in already. Mm-hmm. But she said next year that she's down to get a Frequent Fear. So
hey.
She was excited. We did 7 out of 10 houses
in one night.
One night and AOV.
Yeah, actually 7 out of 9. You don't count. You don't count one of them. Blumhouse.
Okay.
It's cool because a lot of people still like it. Like I was talking to people in the line and they loved it. Matter of fact, so we went, you know, to SeaWorld Saturday. Well, of course, we'll talk about that later. But Didi maybe met a girl in line and she saw his, you know, Halloween Horror Nights shirt and she's like, "Oh, you like Horror Nights?" And he's like, "Yeah. What's your favorite house, Didi?"
Oh, my favorite house was Blumhouse.
No. Wait, she asked you.
Oh, she asked me. So I go, "Oh, Poltergeist. What's yours?" She goes, "Blumhouse." All right, I hope you have a great day. I will see you later.
Wow. Turning down.
I told her, it was like, yeah, even if she was Gordon, nope.
Mm-mm. Nope, that's just, no. Nope. You don't understand.
No standards, though.
You know, I hope you go, and then I hope that's the first house you go through, and you're going to be like, wow, I waited 5 minutes too long for this house. Even on Sunday, it constantly was like less than 20 minutes.
Oh,
well,
nice.
We walked past and it was 35.
35?
Yeah.
35 too long. Thank you.
No,
it's
yeah,
definitely it my least favorite, good. But I don't think it's like the worst thing ever.
Okay, it wasn't Chance, but it was probably second.
Wow.
Man, dropping bombs over here.
Yeah, it
Ooh,
was.
Dang.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. If something comes up, I'll think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But on that note, let's go ahead and get.
I was like telepathically trying to talk to him. Be like, get ready for
two.
It.
Two.
Did you have to turn down your screen like all the way because you have no power left?
What? It didn't go through. Look. You have to turn it up. Thanks.
That wasn't my fault right
you're
there.
You're a producer. Why am I handling the audio?
Because you're special of the news time.
So, idiot me, forgot to print out the paperwork, so we're going to go off my phone today.
Good job,
so
idiot.
We have 9 items on the list.
Not a baker's dozen.
Darn.
But we may breeze through a few of these.
Breeze.
Number one, though, of course, all these theme park news are coming straight from attractionsmagazine.com.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, pinkies up from Miss Brittany Tuttle.
Hashtag ad.
Hopefully
she's going to be in town this month. And
yeah, hopefully we'll get her on the show, you know, come back on, and then hopefully do Horror Nights. She seems like she may be interested.
Is she going to go?
She seems like she may be interested. So we'll see. I'm hoping she'll go. Now that she saw, like, your frock and went, she's like, oh, okay, maybe I can go too.
I'll be like, look, Brittany, just go through Blumhouse.
Oh, my God.
Blumhouse. So number one, this was a bit of a surprise over the weekend. Captain Jack Sparrow's pirate tutorial comes to an end at Magic Kingdom.
That's a crime.
The show was quietly closed on September 29th after 12 years of performances, originally debuting in 2006.
All the budget cuts.
Dude, that is the biggest bummer. That was such a great show. I'm not going to say who it was, but my friend who is friends with Captain Jack, I'm sure is pretty upset, but he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And,
we're hearing reports that now that the show's closed, that Captain Jack is meeting, doing meet and greets now in that space. During the regular day, not just during Halloween.
So Johnny Depp gave you okay?
I thought it was just not so scary.
No, apparently there were reports that he was out meet and greeting today. We're trying to confirm that, but.
Meet and greet better be like meet and greeting to doing a show.
No shows.
That's messed up.
I mean, would you?
So good.
You wouldn't get. All right. So say, of course, he's probably a what's it called? Actor.
Equity.
So if you're just doing meet and greets, are you
not
getting equity then?
No. I don't know.
Oh goodness,
no.
A face.
But would you
friends with?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. No. Goodness.
So they actually lower your pay if.
I mean, equity has like a certain amount of pay you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also have certain standards you have to have in like your dressing rooms and stuff. So
yeah,
they wouldn't do that for a unless they do like to keep someone's job. You know, I don't know if Disney would do that, but
and I don't know if you have the Citizens News in here too.
I mean, no,
we didn't write about it, but
for the Citizens of Hollywood, all the other stuff.
What?
Oh, that's so sad.
Stop it!
Disney is making as many cuts as they can in entertainment because they need to afford Star Wars Land. They can't. Yeah. They can't. Pardon the language. They can't half-ass Star Wars Land. So they're going to need to pull as much money as they can from whatever parts of the company as they can.
They make $1 billion a day.
Right,
I don't
like,
understand.
Pull it from the executives.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt some of these actors going to Star Wars, you know, in some form or fashion. It's disappointing to me. I've watched Jack, you know, the tutorial thing a few different times. I don't know your friend personally, but I've seen him perform. He's great.
He's great.
The Citizens, I've watched them for years.
They're so good.
It sucks. It really does. Hopefully they figure out what's going on and they can find, you know, their feet, you know, whatever. But
it's just terrible they didn't see anything about the pirate show. Like, I went to that show every Friday for like 2 years straight with a friend of mine, Jimmy Morris, and we did it for 2 years straight, and like, I'm so upset.
Yeah,
they should have given a farewell for people who are big fans.
Yeah, it was more like, this just happened. Sorry,
just nixed it.
I'm so upset right now.
Is this actually you just learning about it?
I'm just learning about it. Legit, I did not know.
My bad.
Sorry.
Thanks, jerk. Thanks, Disney, ruining everything.
You can write to bob.iger@disney.com.
Is that it?
No, I have no idea.
I doubt that's it.
You would actually be surprised. So the company that I work for, the CEO, that's his email is firstname.lastname@wherever.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I get a lot of their emails. So number two, first look at Universal Orlando's upcoming Wizarding World of Harry Potter coaster. The new coaster, which is being built in the footprint of the now-closed Dragon Challenge coaster in the Hogsmeade area, will immerse guests in an, quote, all-new adventure in the next installment of the Wizarding World. Many believe this will be a trip into the Forbidden Forest.
Whoa.
The artwork depicts Hogwarts Castle in the background with a mysterious abandoned building that many fans thought was the Great Hall off to the left. In the foreground, we see a banked curve rise from the trees and a few mischievous Cornish pixies ready to cause some chaos for the riders. So this is the picture here, if you have not seen it.
Those who haven't seen it, it's a picture.
This ride is going to be bananas. Yeah. Like, it's insane what the rumored elements of this ride are going to be.
Yeah, I've watched a bunch of those videos, and some of these people actually like sound like they know what the hell they're talking about.
This
thing is going to be redonkulous.
It's supposed to be pretty cool.
It may be almost the level of what Fast and the Furious Supercharged is.
Speaking of Fast and Furious Supercharged,
that's why I see Mike Way. Let's go,
man. I got to ride it finally.
Uh-oh.
The Get Hype ride.
And what does GD think of it?
Oh, wow.
Is that a positive or a negative?
What's that name?
Oh,
Jamie?
No.
What's his name? The guy, the pre-show guy?
Jamie.
The second one is Jamie, yeah.
Jamie was great. He was great. Phenomenal talent.
When the best thing you can say about the ride is the pre-show was great.
Speaks volumes.
Oh.
And notice, those aren't entertainment actors. Those are attractions.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. And that was the best part.
That's cool. Well, I mean, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I understand.
But like me, you get what the ride is. It's not a good ride.
Oh.
At all.
No.
But I love the ride.
It's just... It's special.
Where is that?
Where Earthquake used to be, or a disaster.
Earthquake in the Beetlejuice Theater.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a crime.
Yeah. But question about Dragon Challenge really quick. Where is the Dueling Dragon sign inside Carnival Graveyard at Horror Nights?
Is it legit in there?
I don't know. Everyone keeps saying it's in there, but you got to find it.
Oh, I'd have to look again. Then again, we had redonkulous people in front of us on Sunday when we went in.
Yeah, we could have moved. Well, not moved, but like, yeah.
No, you weren't in there with us.
Oh,
right?
I went there with my sister.
We had lots of drunkards that kept falling all over the floor.
Were you there on like a weekend?
It was a
something?
Sunday night,
which wasn't that, wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it actually wasn't really busy. I was really surprised actually. Going off of more theme park news, number three, Rafiki's Planet Watch to reopen in spring 2019 at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Let's go, look at that. Something we thought was going away, Disney's decided, oh, I guess we'll bring it back.
It's funny because like I never really thought it was going away. I just thought it'd be rethemed as something else. Right. And turns out that's what's going to happen. Yeah. So a Disney spokesperson has confirmed that despite original reports, Rafiki's Planet Watch will not be closing permanently at Disney's Animal Kingdom. As we reported,
I was going to say it could well have been like the previous plans, but people freaked out.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really big deal.
They really did.
So yeah.
I did.
As we reported last week, the conservation area will be closing on October 21st, but is expected to reopen to guests in spring 2019. More details will be released in the future as to what will become this now temporary closure. Rumors are circulating that Rafiki's Planet Watch could undergo a name change as well as a possible retheming of the entire area.
My first thought could be maybe a Zootopia.
That's exactly what I said to Tori. You're
taking the train over to Zootopia. Hi, Shakira.
Yeah, you're going to hear it, you know, once it goes up. You know, the Wakanda thing sounds interesting as well.
That's too short of a turnaround to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, I think they can't do Black Panther.
Did you find out?
I saw someone say that a graphic in either the Fantastic Four cafe or the other cafe, their Black Panther is in one of the images, which means no Wakanda.
Rip it off.
We'll do like the two guys did at McDonald's. Instead of putting the picture of them up, we'll just take the sign down. And yeah.
Just rip.
What are you talking about? It's not there.
Oh, somehow. Sorry.
What's everybody's thoughts? Are you excited that, you know, at least it's definitely not closing. It's just being rethemed.
I mean, yeah, it's always, you know, I guess you would say the least popular area of Animal Kingdom because it takes, you know, to take the train out there.
Yeah.
But it was still a great area especially for kids to learn. There's a lot of learning there. You know, the petting zoo is really nice. It's an original area of the park.
Learning.
You can see the vets working on animals sometimes. Mm-hmm. I've always liked that little area. So, you know, I'm glad at least it's coming back in some form or another.
So glad learning is involved in some way, somehow, at Disney still. Even though they took it away from Epcot. That's okay, though. I'm not bad.
It gives kids an excuse to go on field trips, though.
Look at that.
Yeah. There was learning.
But I'm happy they're keeping it open. I like it. I go there whenever I go to Animal Kingdom when it's packed.
Would you be fine with the Zootopia, you know, theme?
No, because to be honest with you, I didn't really care.
How dare you?
Really?
How dare you?
Yeah, I didn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
He doesn't like anything.
He doesn't like the Fast and Furious ride. He doesn't like
You're new Casey.
Wow.
That's not true. Look, I like Toy Story 1 and 2, 1 and 3. I didn't care for 2.
How dare you?
What?
But what about Jesse?
See, that's...
Okay, turn his mic off.
I'm not a Jesse fan.
I'm turning you down now.
I know. I'm not a Jesse fan.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not a Jesse fan.
I feel like I don't know.
Oh!
Oh, really?
But I love Toy Story 2.
What is going on?
I think it's because I'm not a huge fan of,
what did you just say?
I'm not a Jesse fan either.
Oh, okay.
The actress.
Joan Cusack.
Yeah, Joan Cusack. Yeah. I think it's Adam's Family Values. It ruined it for me.
Oh, but she was great at Adam's Family Values.
In-laws! So diving into some video game news. Of course, you know, the Get Hype game of October.
Let's go.
Is going to be Red Dead Redemption.
Are you going to stream this game?
Go ahead and say the stuff.
No, go ahead.
Stuff. I finally watched some of the gameplay. Like the gameplay. My gosh. I was not excited about this game at all. Didn't care. It looks amazing. Yeah! Oh my gosh. All right.
Where are you playing it on?
You can't on PC. Sorry.
It would be PS4 then.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. We're getting an Xbox just because of the X. So, Oh. Yeah, sorry. Number four, Red Dead Redemption 2 new gameplay trailer shows deeper look into the open world. Thanks. Have you watched this?
I haven't watched the
That's
new
so
trailer.
Good.
So the second gameplay trailer, this was released, what, yesterday? Monday?
I saw the first one.
Second gameplay trailer for Red Dead Redemption 2 has released from Rockstar Games and shows a deeper look into the open world. New footage shows the ability to rob a train, nice. Hold up a store, mm-hmm. or burgle a horse. Burgle a horse. Say that three times fast. First-person mode is also shown for the first time in the game.
And
you can play it the entire time.
Let's go, baby!
The Deadeye system is said to have been expanded and will progress in stages. It will allow you to slow down time with your shot and see critical and fatal points of your enemies. Arthur is shown being tracked down by bounty hunters who will come back in Red Dead Redemption 2 if you have a price on your head. The trailer shows further customization on what you can wear, ride, eat, and how to present yourself.
Wait, is this Red Dead Redemption 2 or is this a preview of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge?
You have no idea.
Man, you have
the choice of like shaving and bathing or not. The customization choices you can make appear to be unlimited. So normally like Grand Theft Auto stuff or whatever, if you want to change your beard, you just go to the barbershop and be like, okay, I want you a crazy mohawk and a long beard.
I remember, you eat and get fat.
You have to actually grow your beard dynamically.
Yeah.
If you want to have it like in a certain like way.
So
same thing with your
just
hair.
Grow your beard the whole game. By the end of the game, it's like long.
Crazy.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing. Legit. When I found that out, I was like, heck yeah, boy. Arthur's going to look like a caveman by the time it's done.
So this may be a little bit gross, but the horses dynamically poop.
Oh my gosh.
If it gets cold, certain regions of the horse, you know, gets smaller and stuff. Yeah, everything.
Who's
like,
responsible for that?
Exactly.
What
do you do
I
here?
Have a contribution.
I edit the horse reproductive organs. Yeah. Yeah. This thing looks so ridiculous.
Oh, really? Everything.
I was listening to a story yesterday. Jared Petty, Take a Shot, kind of funny. They had the 2 or 3 hour preview.
Demo, yep.
And he said that he walked up to like a carcass that was there, like a dead deer that was just killed by like another animal or whatever. So he walked up to it and he saw something next to it. And like, what the heck is that? So he sees a dead possum next to the carcass. He had the option to actually pick up the possum and try and like salvage, the skin or the meat or whatever. The possum all of a sudden jumps up and hisses at him and then runs off. There's a possum playing possum in Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's amazing.
I cannot wait just to like exist in this game. I don't even know how much story I'm actually going to do. I just want to go around and just live in this game.
Like, deal with like the morale of your your posse.
Yeah.
Like, super awesome Oregon Trail.
And that was another one. So he was also talking about like normally there's like a certain character, we'll just say his name is Jim, and he's trying to say, hey, where's Jim at? And the developer was like, oh yeah, usually he stands right around there. Well, we went over to go find him, he wasn't there. He was off in the woods just, roaming around picking up wood for a fire. I'm like, what? Like what is this? If you're bloody from looting an enemy and you go into town and you have blood on, people will freak out because you have blood on your shirt.
This is the new Fallout 4.
Sydney, we're buying a PS4.
Because
I need this. I need Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's so good. So good. So when you play a game like this, and you played Fallout recently, you have that morality question of if you want to play the good guy or the bad guy. How do you play?
I always play the good guy. Always. But I was thinking, like, would that be fun in this game at all?
No.
You'd want to be a bad guy.
When I played Red Dead Redemption 1, of course, John left the gang. But he wasn't a good guy, at first at least. But I played him white hat, cowboy, good guy the entire time or whatever. Of course, I killed a couple, folk or whatever, but... Yeah, I'm kind of questioning that too. Like, do I want to play this?
Seems like more fun.
Yeah, this bandit, this ruthless killer.
I just have to suck it up.
But the problem is, like, if you start killing everybody, you may not be able to go back in town.
Yeah.
Like, they straight up say, like, if you start going crazy on people, the town will not allow you to come back in because all of a sudden the sheriff will come out and try, you know, to, you know, throw you in jail or whatever else. You have to pay your bounty off before you can even go in to buy your stuff from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm
really cool.
Because I'm playing Red Dead now. I'm replaying it again. I'm about, I'd say, like, 8 hours in. And I'm trying to play, like, you know, good guy, cowboy. Boring.
So this is not like going to be like a like Grand Theft Auto where you can just go on some random fun killing sprees and then, you know, run away for a little bit, hide, and then it's like nothing happens.
Yeah, because if people if people see you, then they automatically like report you to the sheriff, and that's when you get a bounty on your head.
Yeah, and then bounty hunters will come and like and they should have seen the latest one of like bounty hunters trying to get you. Intense.
Yeah, there was like a whole mob coming after you.
Yeah, like, oh, they had like torches and like their shoe name.
I didn't care because I hadn't watched anything. But this is singing a game to be excited about.
I can't wait. More Red Dead news. So it's going to require, so on your PS4, 105 gigabyte install.
No thanks.
Damn.
That's almost a day.
And it supports up to 32 players online. Red Dead Redemption 2 will require a massive 105 gigabyte of hard drive space to install on PlayStation 4. Yeah. First spotted by Rockstar Intel, U.S. retailer Target revealed the figure through the image of the PlayStation 4 Pro Red Dead Redemption 2 bundle. While file sizes can vary across platforms, Xbox One owners should expect to clear a similar amount of hard drive space. The image also revealed Red Dead Online will support up to 32 players, putting it slightly above GTA Online's 30-player limit. Meanwhile, select online content will be exclusive to PlayStation 4 for 30 days, according to the box.
PS4, what's up?
So that's what we were originally going to go that route, just because of the exclusive content, but we kept thinking to each other, like, we have an X. Let's put it to good use.
Yeah. I want it, so, I want it all, baby.
What's
That's the one that has, like, it's almost basically like a PC, is what it is.
Yeah, it's like a lower level PC, but still.
And it's true awesome. 4K, too. Where the PS4 Pro, it's like interlaced 4K.
It's like, interlaced 4K is where they use checkerboarding in order to...
Yeah.
See, this is how I know I haven't really been in the video game business for so long, because I'm like, what happened to just the days of, you know, you just... plug and play.
I mean, you can, but and the thing is, like, I'm not saying that PS4 Pro looks bad, because like Spider-Man is gorgeous, God of War is gorgeous, and I'm sure this is going to look gorgeous too, but I'm just like, I have the X there, why wouldn't I just go ahead and use it? So
now Alyssa, on the other hand, has a dope PC, so in 2 years when
it comes to PC, it's gonna look like real life. It's gonna be like the Sega Saturn, you know, Power Rangers game.
Saturn.
Hey, used to be able to play that at Epcot.
That's true.
Number six. So this is going to get into some weird stuff. So Fox and their X-Men movies. It's getting very strange. Number six, Gambit movie will be a romantic comedy, says producer.
Lord.
The Channing Tatum Gambit standalone movie will have a, quote, romantic or sex comedy vibe, according to a producer. In an interview with IGN, Simon Kinberg, producer on Gambit and director-writer on Dark Phoenix, confirmed the movie will adopt a romantic comedy tone due to the nature of Gambit himself.
Boom.
When you look at Gambit, Kinberg said, he's a hustler and a womanizer, and we just felt like there was an attitude, a swagger to him that lent itself to a romantic comedy.
That's the worst thing I ever heard.
Yeah, I'm.
That's embarrassing.
Gambit was always the character I would pretend to be whenever we were playing X-Men. I would just go grab my stick and, you know, hey mon ami. This is not a romantic comedy. This is
It sounds like they're trying to like cash in on the Deadpool sort of like smarmy. You love him, you hate him. It is, you know, has some romance in there, but. I don't know.
I'm really hoping that it just just continues to be in development hell, and then once Disney actually says that they own it all, I'm like no, this isn't happening.
Haven't they been making it for like a decade or
something? Basically. Yeah, basically. Yeah, it does seem that way. Yeah. Well, going on to more X-Men weirdness. X-Men Dark Phoenix. So we just had that trailer, last week, remember? Well, guess what? It's delayed again. Fox has just reportedly removed the release dates for a few of its upcoming titles, including X-Men Dark Phoenix, Gambit, and Alita Battle Angel. Via Deadline, X-Men Dark Phoenix will move from its February 14, 2019 release date and become a summer blockbuster, probably not going to happen, with a new date of June 7th, 2019.
Wait, Alita Battle Angel got delayed?
Yeah, that got delayed too. I didn't put that new date in here. But that was surprising because I thought that was like basically done.
Dark Phoenix moved that far?
Yeah, it was supposed to be. I thought it was supposed to be this winter because the New Mutants thing was supposed to be the summer. I thought Dark Phoenix was supposed to be this winter, and then it got pushed to February, and now it's next summer.
Wow.
So these reshoots are killing them.
Something's wrong. They got to get that MCU connection film.
And it's I don't.
It could be it.
Maybe they want to get it after Avengers so that it ties. You a post credits scene that ties in.
And I don't think they're going to go with that same group. I really think if Feige takes over, he's going to recast the whole entire thing. Like Deadpool is the only one I can see staying on as a regular.
It would. Yeah, you know what? I think you're right because how can. They can't use the current X-Men cast in current MCU because they have a Quicksilver.
You can't
have a Quicksilver in ours because we already had one. He's dead.
Although the Fox one is actually the better one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's much, much better. Yeah. He's not just the shield for Hawkeye. Ha ha ha, Trinity. she hates it when I do that. Of course, the move follows the film's official trailer that was released this past Wednesday and gave us our first look at the next entry into the X-Men saga. It was okay. I wasn't that impressed by it. It almost seemed like just the last Dark Phoenix movie all over again. Number 8, some Disney Pixar news. Toy Story 4, Tim Allen couldn't even get through the last scene. Yeah. Tim Allen visited the talk earlier this week and discussed the emotional toll of recording his lines for Toy Story 4. Quote, "It is so emotional. It's so funny. It's so big, the idea of what they've come up with," Allen said. "I'm startled. Toy Story 3 was, I thought, amazing.
Yeah.
This, I couldn't even get through the last scene. A couple of the scenes toward the end were really hard to get through," Allen added. Allen also compared the structure of the upcoming sequel to Avengers: Infinity War. "If you're at all a superhero fan, Infinity War, I'm a big superhero fan, and that didn't seem like it was going to work. And it was a lot of vignettes that all made sense." Allen said in a reference to how Toy Story 4's story will work. And it is slated to release in theaters June 21st next year.
Thanks, spoiler. That means toys are going to go bye-bye.
No.
He's not even saying that.
He's probably just talking about how like there's going to be a lot of different stories, like different characters and different stories.
For the most unnecessary...
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I think about Toy Story 4.
It's like, so perfect!
Yeah, Toy Story 3 was the perfect ending. Yeah. I will cry every time I watch that ending.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how many times I watch it.
Not even just the ending, but like the
last like 30 minutes.
The trash scene when they all think they're all going down. Like, oh my God.
I ugly cry for all that.
Like, yeah. Toy Story 4, I feel like it is an unnecessary sequel. Like, you end the theatrical stuff on 3, and then you can still do these like little mini movies like, and stuff.
Yeah. Those like, the fine. Halloween one was great.
Oh my God, yeah. So, but it's just like, I hope he's right. I hope it is a good ending, and because like you, I don't think they're going to be able to beat the ending of 3.
No. Cuz that was the perfect ending. Like I wept.
So good.
I can't even think of a way to like continue that story.
Oh yeah.
I was on a date
for that movie. Oh, man.
That was a mess.
I bet your date's shirt was completely soaked.
Yeah, he was crying.
So long.
Was he?
I don't even remember. I was too busy like hiding my face. Yeah.
So long, partner.
But it's like everyone, you know, everyone hates on the Star Wars movies, you know, unnecessary movies or whatever. This is the movie everyone needs to be hating on.
Yeah.
Because really, again, the perfect ending.
I won't hate on it until I actually see it. Because I didn't think I was going to like Cars 3, and I love Cars 3.
Mm. You loved Cars 3?
I love Cars 3.
Of course, you know what? We say this now, and yeah, maybe we'll see it and we'll like it, because I do remember when Toy Story 3 was announced, we were like, unnecessary. Why do we need another Toy Story? Yeah. And then it was what it was. Yeah. So, it's Pixar. You know what? I'm going to trust Pixar.
There's only one movie that I don't think they did well with, and that was...
Cars 2?
Exactly.
All right.
Sorry, Banks.
It's fine.
And Cars 1.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Thank
no.
you.
Wow.
Thank
you. What? Thank Cars you. 1 was great. I loved Cars 3.
I loved Cars 3.
Cars 3 was...
I loved it.
I mean, it wasn't. Right, I mean, I'll it wasn't Cars 2 bad, but it was.
Oh my God, get out of here! Number 9, last one on my list: Star Wars. Kathleen Kennedy's Lucasfilm deal has been extended.
Unreal.
Kathleen Kennedy, president of Lucasfilm, has had her deal with Star Wars Production Company extended for 3 more years. The deal will now last through 2021.
Three Good years too long.
I'm fine with it. I think she's done great. Where Solo wasn't, I think, up to snuff. I still think it was a good movie. I'm fine with it. Yeah. I think they realized that they were releasing way too many and they're pulling back on the reins a little bit, but I'm totally fine with it. I think she's done great. I did not realize that she was producer on Poltergeist.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Kathleen Kennedy's been producing for a long time.
Yeah, and like, apparently it's all Spielberg stuff.
Yeah, anything Spielberg. Her Spielberg were like, she's like the Nasty Boys tag team.
She's married to Frank.
The Pit Stop and everything.
The Pit Stop. It did E.T., everything, literally.
She's married to Frank Marshall, who produced all the Jurassic films.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they've been married for a long time. So,
Frank Marshall was involved with Poltergeist too, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I think that I don't know if that's where they met. But no, yeah, they've also in the Indiana Jones films. Like, you know, they and Spielberg have been partners for a long time.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I'm excited about it. That's it for my news. Go ahead and get into that.
The Kid Hype. Good news. I was actually on time with that one.
Okay. Making up for lost time from earlier.
Are we?
No, I'm talking about you and your time to get into the news.
I hate you. How about that? All right. What's up? This is your Get Hype news for this week. Yeah. So, who plays Fortnite here?
Oh.
Do you really play Fortnite?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Do you stream Fortnite?
I did before it started to get big, and now it's just insane.
It's almost like you'll get like 0 views.
Yeah, I was streaming it before like Battle Pass was a thing.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, but now it's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. But Sony has finally folded and it's now crossplay.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Apparently I have a lot of coworkers that are really excited about
Hopefully
that.
This leads to other stuff too. So, we'll see, each other playing, with Call of Duty Destiny.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Sony is being... Yeah.
I just think Sony just saw the money that's involved. And saw the backlash.
Yeah. I mean, because I get what they were coming from. They're number one. We don't have to do this. This is our platform. We don't have to. But I think they continue to see all the backlash from it. And
yeah. I just finally said...
Hopefully this, leads to bigger, better things.
We'll see.
So, Red Dead Redemption 2, hopefully, crossplay on that? Come on.
That'd be lit.
Yeah, it'd be really great.
That'd be really cool.
I mean, it's a Rockstar account. I'm just saying.
That is true. Rockstar. Telltale.
Sydney, go ahead and get banks at PS4.
Telltale's getting sued by its former employees.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know where they're located. I think it's, where are they located? California? Texas?
Not Washington.
Washington.
I think.
Apparently, it's a law stating that they have to have a 60-day notice if they're going to get released.
Oh.
And because they released them without any notice, they broke the law.
They broke the law.
No, they're going to be paying out a lot of money.
But what? How are they going to pay it if they don't have any money?
Insurance.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Good luck, Telltale. Yeah. But actually, get that money.
That's a bull crap move.
Close the doors without looking at what you're
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you think about that? What did you think about that?
It's sad. It's sad because I like a lot of the Telltale games.
Exactly, that's what we said.
I like the Tales from the Borderlands.
Oh, it's
amazing.
Oh,
that's
so good.
Yeah.
You never finished it, did you?
I didn't finish it. I just played the first episode.
There's actually a whole entire level where it's like finger guns, and you're shooting each other with finger guns.
Interesting.
There's fake grenades and everything. It's amazing. Yeah. Patrick Warburton. Oh, God, oh, so good.
I need Borderlands 3, man. I need Borderlands 3. So the premiere for Venom was Monday night, and the reviews seemed very mixed.
Well, did you hear why? So
because of Tom Hardy?
No. So let me pull this up. This is thanks to our buddy. I think it was CJBT. Was it?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Read yours.
So yeah, it seems like a lot of the reviewers are very mixed, but it's mostly kind of on the negative side.
Yeah,
because most people don't really know what to make of it. They're like,
So apparently,
here we go.
Lady Gaga fans appear to be using fake accounts to spread negative reviews of Venom.
What?
This whole thing appears to be kicked off because Venom and Gaga's new movie, A Star Is Born, have the same release date.
Holy moly!
This is from BuzzFeed.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout
these
out to
monsters
the
are
CJ.
Really monsters.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Did a joke.
Yeah. He ate my heart. He ate my heart. So, and it's funny because I actually want to see that movie too. It looks really good. But yeah, wow. I'm still gonna see Venom no matter what. Like I don't care if it's good or bad. I want to see it just to, you know, make my own.
I think I'll probably just movie past it. That it's
well, of course.
They should have just made him British.
A-listed.
They should have just made him British. I mean, his Brooklyn accent is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah,
it's almost like cringeworthy. Every time I hear, I'm like, ugh. Worst thing, the throat punch that happens in Hellfest. Ugh. Ugh. Okay. 50 million Facebook accounts got hacked on Friday.
Not mine. I'm good.
You're not?
So though, how do you know, by the way?
Huh?
How do you know?
I think like if your account says that you're selling Ray-Bans for $2. Yeah. Oh, okay.
My cousin, that happened to my cousin because he just sent me an IM that said, oh, hey, come join my happy birthday. Not your name, Didi.
Not cool. Your name, Didi?
Yeah.
Oh.
Though,
for those of you not in the know, Didi is not Didi's actual name. Yeah. So that's the joke.
Yeah. Though Facebook,
it's Francois.
Though Facebook thinks that 90 million accounts might have been hacked instead of 50 million, which is
not Didi. Oh, me, not Didi. That killed me. Sorry, that's still making me laugh.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is going to be opening the American Music Awards for those that watch and are Taylor Swift fans. Merry Christmas.
Does anybody watch award shows anymore?
Don't you have to have cable for that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Basic cable. You still have to have cable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't watch it.
Just put it on Twitter. That's what NFL does, you know, with Thursday night games now. Or do they do that anymore? I know they used to. It's on Amazon Prime now.
Yeah. I know Facebook does, or Twitter does Major League Baseball playoffs, hockey, and
Do it with the social media platform. Yeah, stop putting everything on actual TV. Nobody watches actual TV.
TV. Walmart acquired to buy plus-size retailer Eloquii for $100 million. I was reading the business, some business thing on the news, and they said like a bunch of retailers dropped the ball on picking this up because plus-size women apparel generates $21.4 billion in sales.
Shoot.
So Walmart's going to get more money now.
Everyone's got to have clothes.
Yeah.
Gotta
have clothes.
Mine actually just came up
it's
with
it's actually
like
really hard to find plus-size clothing. It really is.
Yeah.
Mine just did like a whole revamp. It doesn't even look like, you know, stereotypical like crappy Walmart anymore. It actually looks kind of nice.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you look at the other shoppers and you realize, oh, this is Walmart.
Oh, it's still Walmart in Polk County.
And at least it's not Jacksonville. Finally,
sorry to everybody who lives in Polk County in Jacksonville.
Sorry.
I live in Polk County, so I can say that.
Finally, Ruby Rose has been announced the most dangerous celebrity of 2018, according to McAfee.
What?
So if you decide to look her up on Google, the links you will click on will
be viruses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think last year, I think it was Lady Gaga last year or something like that. Second was Kristen Cavallari from OC. What's the show?
Laguna Beach?
Laguna Beach!
I didn't watch it, by the way. I just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wing. I think I haven't had cable. That it's been that long since I had cable.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a while.
What was it? Was that an MTV show?
Yeah, it was an MTV show.
Yeah.
She's married to Jay Cutler.
My apologies to her.
No.
And yeah, then she's third, listening.
Does anyone know who Marion Cotillard is?
Marion Cotillard.
You know who that is? Like that.
Yeah, she was in Dark Knight Rises. She was the daughter of Ra's al Ghul.
Really? Oh, she's hello nurse. Really?
I'd have to see her.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've watched that movie. Mm. Oh, Batman. Ooh, it's me, Venom.
Oh, man. Wow.
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Oh. And now we got, I don't even know how to do this.
Permission to die.
Oh, God. One, two, three.
Once Gotham is in ashes.
Can you do Bane singing We Are Venom?
We are Venom.
Kardashians, Kourtney was number 7.
Oh.
And Kim was 19.
Oh, poor Kim.
So, people out there, don't click those links. You'll screw up your computer.
But click this link for this show.
Click this link for this show,
hopefully
though.
Hopefully they already did if they're listening.
Hopefully. Click the link. Tell your friends. We won't be dangerous yet.
We won't be dangerous yet.
Oh, God, it's so bad. Listen,
they'll be expecting a wreckage. Body of the wreckage, brother.
It's so bad.
I got to work on my main impression.
Now you need to work on your Venom, your Eddie Brock impression.
Oh, God. Oh, but that requires having to watch that movie.
Hey, I still want to see this movie. I really do still want to see this movie. Okay. On that note, let's go ahead and get into some tots.
Tots, 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 tots. These are some wet tots.
Don't who say likes, that. That
sounds really yeah, kind of what wet.
That's my
wet.
That sounds really gross. Oh, God. That took a turn. Image is... So we went out to SeaWorld Orlando this weekend. Thank you, SeaWorld, for having us out there.
Thanks, SeaWorld.
We checked out the SeaWorld Halloween Spooktacular.
Yes.
Wow, you just let me hang in there. It was really cool.
Always is.
Of course, the coolest part about walking into SeaWorld, it was, I think it was like National Coffee Day or Donut Day or something.
Something like that.
And we had Krispy Kreme as soon as we walked into SeaWorld.
They had
it was amazing.
Boxes upon boxes.
SeaWorld is the best theme park.
Oh!
Sorry, it's my favorite.
Love it.
I think pound for pound, it is the best theme park.
Yeah, really.
They got everything you want.
Spooktacular,
No, go.
Is also, unlike Disney, like adding entertainment every year, which I just love.
Yeah, this year, did they have it last year where they had the Pets Halloween show?
No.
I didn't think they did.
I don't know if they had the Pets Ahoy Halloween show last year. Cause
did
I know
they have it?
They have the Sesame Street Halloween show.
Yeah.
But I don't think they had the Pets Ahoy
one. So we missed the Pets Ahoy Halloween
show. I'm going to look into that, but yeah, I don't know.
So because they had like the dogs like dressed up in like ghost outfits or whatever. Aww. Or whatever. So, but it was really cute. The cool thing I thought was about this year. So of course, when you go to SeaWorld for the Halloween Spooktacular, coolest part about it, include it for free with your ticket, is trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm. Or for free.
But normally they would give you a bag. This year, the bags are not for free.
Nope.
Because they're trying to cut waste, from everybody getting those huge, nylon. It was paper, I guess, is what it was. But you'd always find them in the trash here or there or whatever. They're actually selling, the recycled bags, almost like the ones you find at Publix or whatever, 99 cents. Okay. And there's some cute ones. Like there was a flamingo in a witch costume, I think it was.
Yeah.
There was a penguin in a candy corn. There was a shark in a vampire, I think is what it was.
All right. Something. I can get on board with that. Yeah.
And then each of the bags, I think all of them went to all the conservation or whatever.
It was a certain percentage of it, I think is what it was. Yeah, I think it was like 20%.
So it's not like $5 for a bag.
No. It was a dollar.
That's very reasonable.
All right, SeaWorld.
Yeah, it was really cool. Okay. And they're pretty large bags. Yeah, a dollar. It's like I didn't mind going in and spending a dollar for everybody that wanted a bag or whatever.
And then you get all that candy.
Exactly. Because candy, there were some that they were handing out.
I saw like photos of full-size Oreo.
I don't care what anyone says. This year, last year, they gave, I'm not, I'm sorry, but they were crap candy last year. This year, wow. Wow. Like, look, quality candy.
Hey, Banks.
Nope.
I'm almost positive it was the same
candy. It was not the same candy. They did not have the Rice Krispie Treats. They did not have the Oreo gimmick, the Oreo bar. They did not have that last year.
No, they definitely didn't have the Oreo bar.
It was like the king size double bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like double packs. Although, because it's so hot in September right now, they melt it so easily. I went to eat one when I got home, and it was a mess.
Did you really eat one? I threw mine in the freezer immediately.
That's why I went to like you pull it out, and it's like, nope, that's going in the freezer. So, yeah. You're talking about the Rice Krispie Treats.
Yes.
It wasn't like specifically Rice Krispie Treats. Yeah. It was actually gluten-free. I can't remember the exact brand name or whatever.
Oh, so Fraka could have it.
So it was, specifically gluten-free. Right. And it was at like the allergy station. So not only did they give you this Rice Krispie Treat deal, they also gave you, it was like a
bath sponge.
Yeah. And there's footballs and soccers
or whatever. Footballs and smiley faces and soccer ball.
Yeah, it was like
allergy station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool. It was like right as you're getting ready to go up the ramp, like near the Bayside Bay, you know, whatever
that's
it is.
So smart.
But yeah, it was like I think it's like seven uses of the sponge or whatever. Mm. It was like, oh, this is actually really cool. It's not a treat, you know, candy wise or whatever, but it's something, you know, if you have allergies, you know, this is something.
It's a treat for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. M&M's, Airheads.
Airheads. Those are small Airheads, though, which was kind of disappointing.
Oh, my God. I was appreciative of all the free candy. You know,
I like the free candy, too.
It's cool. I love SeaWorld. SeaWorld usually loads you up when, you know, when you're going past or whatever. And, of course, they don't mind if you go through, you know,
nope,
a couple times, because they were, you know, constantly, you know, yeah, bringing in and out more of those huge buckets. And I mean buckets full of candy. So cool. So cool.
So neat.
The one thing I will say in SeaWorld, listen, I love you guys, but you have Chick-fil-A as a sponsor every single year. I was fine with it when you gave out cow tails, you know, when it was the Chick-fil-A sponsor.
Yeah.
This year it was, what was it this year? Was it Tootsie Rolls, I think?
Yeah, maybe? It was Tootsie Rolls.
Where are the Chick-fil-A coupons?
Yeah.
Come on, just give me some Chick-fil-A nuggets, some waffle fries. I'll even take an ice cream. Come on. Chick-fil-A, you need to hand out the coupons when you're sponsoring something at SeaWorld.
Could have even been a free drink. I would have been like, cool, I get some iced tea.
I'm really surprised they don't bring the cow out somehow or another.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do still have like lots of characters.
Oh my gosh, there are so many characters.
Tons.
The princesses are all over the place. There's so many of them. I don't know what their names are or whatever, but they're because the area, the kids area, you know, the was it Shamu's
Happy Harbor
is closed.
Yeah.
A lot of the different stations are throughout the park rather than just in that section, you're back in the Bayside or whatever. They were out in front of like Seafire Inn. There were some over right near like the shark area or whatever. But they had characters like a lot of the princesses and witches and whatnot, you know, stationed out that way for your pictures and everything as well. They do a bunch of cool little stations for the characters as well.
Yeah. And they had like roaming inline skaters.
It was pretty close to you getting run over by a couple of them.
It almost felt like being on a street at Horror Nights.
There was a lot. There was
more like bushcards, I would say, I guess.
I think we did it last year. Did we film for the show last year, or was it a vlog?
It was for the show.
I think it was the show. They had the part with the school where you could learn from the teacher and the school of fish or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. They had some crabs and whatnot out there.
Pam is actually one of the school of fish.
Yeah,
Pam Albert.
She's cute.
Oh my God, get out of here!
It's someone we know.
Yeah.
Office joke.
What was I about to say? Of course, you know, they had the Elmo's, you know, countdown to Halloween. Great show as always.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, it wasn't really busy in the morning at all.
No.
So we got to, you know, do Mako and, or not Mako.
Mako.
It is Mako. Yeah, Mako. Kraken, you know, because, you know,
No more VR.
Woo!
They still have it called Kraken Unleashed?
Yes.
Or did they take the Unleashed off?
Did they still have it up there?
It's still Kraken Unleashed. They still have the whole gimmick of, like, you're going in some sort of base.
They can't just get him back on a leash.
Right.
Like.
True. That's a very good point.
They don't have the shock collar on him anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But when we first got to SeaWorld, because, of course, the Halloween stuff doesn't really start until, I think it was like 10:30, 11 o'clock,
like
or whatever
11,
it was.
It was like 11.
We had to make sure to run over to Infinity Falls.
It's currently soft opened.
Because I think, were you there the day before?
Yeah, I was there the day before getting video.
And that's when
can find on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/instructionsmagazine, #ad.
And you actually have two videos.
I have two videos, a regular POV and a 4K 360 POV.
Which will you see a child that is not happy?
That was the regular POV.
Oh, that was the regular one. Okay.
A child who was obviously forced to ride it against her will.
Ooh, she was not happy. Not happy at all.
That's sad. What is Infinity Falls? I have no idea.
Infinity Falls is SeaWorld's newest river raft ride. So think of like, you know, Popeyes at Universal or Cali at Animal Kingdom. Although unlike those, these boats are smaller. So they only fit 8 people. And it makes the experience intense. Like they said, the rapids stimulate class 4 rapids.
What? Oh, geez.
That's good. That's big.
And that's scary.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
We were impressed with the rapids. Like to be perfectly honest, like it felt like we might have like tipped over a couple different times. Like this does not look good. Like, but we got soaked.
Yeah, this is one of those rides. Like you will get soaked. There's almost no way of getting off this thing dry.
You weren't dry. You were wet.
It was back sweat.
Oh. Oh, God. Why are you telling people about
that's
that?
That's worse.
Oh, God.
I did not get wet, and I called it. I said, I'm not getting wet.
He wasn't.
I'm not saying you'll 100% get off completely drenched, but there's a good chance you'll get drenched.
I was soaked. Yeah, I was like head to toe.
Both times I rode it. I was talking to Jeff, who was one of the head designers of the ride because he was at the exit.
Okay.
And he was saying like it really kind of also depends on the weight distribution on how wet you and the riders will get.
Yeah, the kids were on Didi's side.
Yeah.
If there's only like one or two people in the raft, if just like two people riding it, chances are they won't get as soaked.
Really?
Because there's not a lot of weight to hit them.
Not moving.
But a majority of the places that I really got soaked were that lift hill when the water's shooting at you.
I want to know if that's a team member or a cast member or whatever.
No, those are just like the raft hits a sensor. And
it legit felt like that dude was down there just waiting for us to hit a certain spot.
And they expect you right in the face.
It hit me like almost right in the face. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
You were just lucky.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I would say like, you see the big splash. This is the world's tallest river raft ride drop at 45 feet. And
it's really not that big, though.
It's you don't even get that wet on the drop. No. Like, it's a big splash, but that's not where you get wet. No. It's the little rapids that you get soaked on.
Yeah. But it was fun.
The only thing...
I felt a little claustrophobic in those...
Yeah, and I was going to say, there's two things. I felt really claustrophobic. It is a tight... Yeah, it is a tight squeeze.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, because I had someone ask me about the seatbelt situation for bigger people. The seatbelts on this ride are one seatbelt for two riders. Mm-hmm. So I would highly suggest, if you're a bigger guy, don't sit next to another big person. kind of separate yourself so that because it is going to be a tight fit. The seatbelt may not reach if you have two big people together. So, luckily, both times I had a skinny person with me. So.
The other one was going to say, and this may not be the same thing for every single boat, but our boat was not draining correctly.
Oh, my Lord.
When it came
Lord.
To the water inside the boat.
So,
our feet were entirely soaked.
Yeah, be warned, your feet, your shoes will get entirely drenched.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, I kind of got scared because I thought we were going to sink. Because our thing wasn't draining at all.
Yeah.
I legit thought we were going to sink. I was like, oh my God, is this supposed to happen? But
is this why it took so long to open?
Yeah. I was like, maybe that's why.
There are a number of issues, but anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I love the ride. I think it's a great addition to SeaWorld.
Oh my gosh,
I'll definitely see myself riding it time and time again. I don't know about during the winter time, when it gets a little cooler. But right now, it's still a million degrees in the middle of, September, October, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a nice, refreshing thing on a hot day at SeaWorld.
And the line moves. At least it moved during soft opening because they didn't start quick queue yet, so it's moving pretty quick.
Yeah, we were moving pretty good. We were 20th, something like that, in line or whatever, but it was moving pretty good.
And I think the only reason why if it ever slowed down was because people were trying to figure out the seatbelt because it's one of those advanced seatbelts.
And it's
mine, I was like...
Didi's just having problems with his.
Yeah, it's not really that
advanced. Didi was the only one. I can't figure it out.
It was advanced.
Colton. Like those safes in the hotels where you can never figure out.
What's the code for it?
What's the code
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh.
It's the same number as my luggage. But yeah, I loved it. I think of course, Spooktacular is a great event. Free with your included with your admission, I should say.
Or you can get a pass for SeaWorld for like $12 a month. No
down
the
annual passes are really
it's ridiculous.
And it comes with Aquatica, and you get free parking and free beer.
You get free parking?
Yeah, you get free parking and free beer. Two
free beers.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I went to go get a free beer. I'm like, you need Daniel Pass. I'm like,
no.
16-ounce free beers every visit.
I was impressed. Like, because I was expecting what the old ones were, where they were like the small beers.
Yeah.
Oh. Didi came out. He's like, hey, I don't want my beer. Do you want it? I'm like, dude, that's a huge beer. It was like a regular size beer.
And for you beer lovers out there, this is not Bud Light.
Yeah.
Budweiser.
They had that if you want it.
Heineken. I'm talking about IPAs. I hate them.
not a beer drinker at all.
But they did have a bougie cider that's there. I forgot what it was called. It was called mean something. Mean apples or something like that.
Apples.
And it is. That's a very expensive cider. And it was the mango flavored one. I wanted it so bad. But I'll try to go to it next week.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
$12 a month. I'm just throwing that out there. SeaWorld, best pound for pound. theme park.
Yeah, I
out
just
there.
Canceled my movie pass.
Oh, did you really?
No, I said I could.
You could. Get more out of your value for that.
I'll just add on a couple of things here for those who were wanting to go out to ride Infinity Falls. There are no compartments on the rafts to hold your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, yes.
So you best be getting in line without anything you don't want getting wet. Because once you get up there, there's nowhere to put their stuff.
Yeah. That shocked me because didn't they take those out of Cali River?
Yeah, they took them out of Cali.
And there's no, of course, no foot riser thing either.
No foot riser.
Because of how
so,
you're closed in you are.
Well, luckily I was able to do it because I'm really small. But it was a tight fit. So it was like...
But you also had the kids next to you.
Yeah, so I had kids next to me. But if it was normal people, then yeah, I would have been like...
There are lockers. If you head across the bridge past the entrance to the left of the restaurant, there's some lockers by the exit for the ride. I didn't check to see if the lockers are free for a certain amount of time or not. I'll check on that when I go to the media event on Thursday. But the restaurant is also brand new.
Well, oh yeah, the restaurant.
Don't forget about the restaurant.
Yeah,
The restaurant is. Well, it's not the building's been there for a while, and there's been quick service in the past.
That's
but
where they used to do the free beer.
Yeah, the whole whole new menu in there, and also there's a brand new pass holder lounge in there.
I heard about
that.
That
wasn't open yet.
It's not open yet, but it'll probably be open by the time by October 4th.
I can't wait. Ooh, let's go. $12 a month.
The pass holder lounge is another great offering for pass holders. You get free. Freestyle Coke, as much as you want.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. You go in there and you just get how many flavors you like. And so it's a great place to recharge, free recharging your phones. And sometimes they'll have animal ambassadors come in and the animals show off. And
maybe it'll be a manatee in there sometime.
Recorded an ad for SeaWorld.
SeaWorld,
that's great.
The unofficial theme park.
But yeah, we'll have full coverage of Infinity Falls on next week's episode of the Attraction Show.
So who's riding it for the show?
It's going to be Roy. Roy is doing it. Roy did a construction update for the ride months ago, so I figured we'd bring him back to do the finished product.
Awesome.
I wonder if he's going to think some sort of challenge for this one.
Try not to get wet challenge.
Try not to get wet challenge. Oh my gosh. How many times can you ride this? Try to gain 10 pounds in water weight.
I want to add a quick little thing because we were talking about the beer. This week's episode of the Attraction Show, there is a look at the new beer that they have at Legoland. First time they've ever sold beer in Legoland itself. They've had beer at the water park and the hotel.
Grove Roots Brewery, the only local brewery inside Winter Haven. I go there all the time. They have great beer. Great people too.
Yeah.
Amazing people.
Oh yeah, we talked to them at the event.
Joe?
I believe so. Yeah. So they're serving their beer in the Kingdoms area of the park. Right now they have a seasonal flavor that's a pumpkin flavored and it's really really good. So definitely, another good reason for Legoland.
Good people out there.
Wow, Legoland's growing, man. I didn't think it'd be that big, especially with being in the middle of nowhere, but a lot of people go.
I miss Legoland. That's a good place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked there for a couple of years.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be nice. Yeah, I mean, we saw construction of the Lego Movie World, which is opening up in spring, and the giant building that they're putting up for this ride, it looks like it's going to be some type of, this is an assumption, like a simulator type ride, like maybe a la Soarin', Flight of Passage, or Simpsons. It's huge and it's curved on one side, so it looks like there could be a screen for some kind of simulator to take you into the Lego Movie World.
Hopefully not as rough as Simpsons.
But, I mean, it's Legoland. It probably won't be as intense.
I've never been, so I don't know.
Never been ever?
Mm-mm. We gotta get you out of Legoland. It's a lot of fun.
We have to reach out and see if we can figure it out. That could be a fun podcast.
That could be
Y'all
fun.
Y'all gotta go to Brick or Treat.
It's Brick or Treat?
Yeah, their Halloween event's happening on weekends.
That one I don't think I've ever been to. The cool one that I did was the Star Wars one last
time.
The Star Wars one was a lot of fun.
I heard that's basically the closest we'll get to Star Wars weekend.
Yeah,
without the celebrities.
Without the celebrities, but I don't need the celebrities.
It's really cool, They do everybody that comes dressed up in costume, they do a little parade of all the kids or whatever.
I just want my Star Wars weekends back and my ESPN the weekends back. That's all I want, Disney. That's all I want.
Oh my gosh, ESPN the weekend. I forgot about that.
Loved it.
Yeah, loved it.
You remember Soap Opera Weekend?
Yes.
My sister went.
Susan Lucci.
Oh my God. My sister went and you
went
and loved it.
By the way, I was correct in that the Cars thing is going to be that building.
Sunset Showcase next to Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I was right. The one we were talking about
last
week.
It's a special events.
They do the villains, dinner or whatever.
But that'll be where the new Lightning McQueen Racing Academy will be.
So really quick, movies this week, new releases. Are you going to play your music? There yes. you go.
Oh, what's happening this week? A star is born, but it's not what kind of star I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. Dee totally thought this was a Jesus movie.
There's a play called The Star is Born. It's about the birth of Christ. That's what I really thought it was.
Because Tori's talking about it on Twitter the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, Rock and I really want to see it. He says, is this the Jesus movie? Like, no, this is Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I'm like, oh.
Close enough. I find it cool. Like, just a little aside. Lady Gaga and my wife, Sydney, share the exact same birthday. Like, exact same day, exact same year.
Ooh, maybe they cool were trivia. Switched at birth.
I don't even know what to say to that. And of course, you know, you have Venom. We talked about that earlier, coming out this week as well.
Oh, we are. We are Venom.
But this is a really cool week for video games, actually. You got some pretty good video games coming out this week. A
lot of video
games. Mega Man 11 coming out. I'll never play it just because
it's too hard.
I suck at Mega Man games.
I'm horrible, too.
Forza Horizon 4. So if you like, you know, the car simulators, yeah, Forza's for you. Talked about it earlier. Assassin's Creed Odyssey coming out. If you get like the special editions, it's out today. Otherwise, you wait till Friday.
And I'll tell you that thing that everyone's doing. It's pretty funny.
Okay. WWE 2K19 comes out this week. And Super Mario Party coming out on Friday.
What? Oh.
So that could be a lot of fun. Listener mail. Let's see here. So we talked about earlier.
I have music for the questions.
He's actually on point today.
Hey.
So we talked about earlier, but you know, CJ, he talked about how the Lady Gaga, you know, thing with Twitter. Spence. He says, Bullmoose 716.
Let's go. What's up, Bull?
The wife and I are going to Horror Nights the Thursday before Halloween.
Oh.
Due to our work schedule, yikes, we can't do Stay and Scream, and it's our only day at Universal.
Oh.
Should we invest in Express Pass?
Yes.
Or will we be able to do all or at least most of the mazes or few rides without it?
So I don't know if you, because I asked, I don't know if you paid attention. I think you might have been busy doing something during the RIP tour. I actually asked, you know, what days are going to be the busiest. They said the week before Halloween and the week of Halloween, except Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, almost all those days are sold out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's crazy.
Invest Express. Forget about the rides. Worry about the rides. Get them houses done.
And yeah, get houses. Even if you're doing Express, Stranger Things needs to be last, because that line, even with Express, I've heard, was still 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I highly recommend
it. I definitely
that.
Feel like Universal like outsold on the Express this year. Maybe just a little bit. Because there's sometimes where like, I'm like, wow, they look like they're waiting almost as much as we are. And just, it gets crazy.
I did see something online where they're now offering these little mini RIP tours.
Oh, yeah, like so that thing. Really? I think Vincent was talking about it.
So you can choose. Instead of doing the full price RIP tour, there's these smaller ones where you can do just the soundstage houses or just the tent houses. But both of them will include Stranger Things.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, those RIP tours are great.
Inexpensive.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But like, if you don't care about the tent houses, then just get this mini RIP tour for the soundstages and you're golden.
Mr. Matt Clark, the Mac Machine on Twitter, says, with Infinity Falls opening this week, on my birthday of all things, happy birthday, it looks like all the major additions to Orlando theme parks in 2018 have opened. What has been your favorite addition this year? Anything counts.
Professor, can you list quickly?
Lightness of like, what do you think?
So
we had Fast and Furious, Infinity Falls. Was there anything else?
I'm trying to go through park by park in my mind here of the big things. I think those are the two major
ones?
Additions this year.
I
wish I was prepared for this. I didn't.
Man,
that's
a good question.
I would have looked it all up.
That's a good question.
Maybe we can come back to it next week.
Yeah, maybe we should come back to it next week. Yeah, let's come back to it next week.
Infinity Falls is actually really good,
surprisingly good.
I would definitely say Infinity Falls is my number one favorite edition for 2018.
Yeah, from what I can remember, of course, you know, Fast and Furious, I love, you know, the gimmick of it. It's a lot of fun for me. It's a horrible ride, but I have a lot of fun with it. Infinity Falls is a great ride.
Listen, I never said Fast and Furious was a horrible ride. I just said it was a special ride.
It's a pretty bad ride.
It's not
no, you know what? I think, you know, now I'm really thinking about it. Yeah, I think just Infinity Falls and Fast and Furious were the two major openings.
What about the Cinematic Spectacular? Would you count
I would count that as an addition for sure. But if we're talking about just rides, I'll compile a list of everything, like ride shows, things like that they've opened up this year.
And we'll do a thing of like everything that's coming soon, too. And we should be like, hey, what's our most get hype of all the coming soon as well?
I say we do that closer to the end of the year.
Okay.
But that's definitely something we should do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll look it up.
That's going to be it for us.
Really? That's all the questions?
That is it.
Man, y'all slacking.
Alyssa, where can everybody follow you on the socials and Twitch, of course?
Yay. Okay, so on Twitch, it's at twitch.tv/LyssaT, LyssaTee. Oh, I had to think about it. Wow. Yeah.
Is that Cancun?
And I stream 5 days a week.
What are you streaming right now?
I'm streaming Assassin's Creed Origins right now.
Oh, it takes place in Egypt.
Yeah, it's really good. It's pretty good.
So I like that because like she streams games that most people don't stream, aka Fortnite, Black Ops 4, pre-beta. So it's a lot of story-based. So for all you people that don't want to play these games or don't have the money to do it, just watch your stuff.
That's what I do. Is like, watch a game I don't
want to
play.
Thanks, someone's had to bleep something out there.
Just watch her stuff, and then she'll go along with it, and then she'll read the stuff, too, of the papers. And
yeah, it's fun. Oh, yeah, and then I'm on Twitter. I think it's Alyssa T TV. Yeah. And then I think that's it. Oh, I have social media. Yeah, not good at it.
Banks, what about you, sir?
Find me on Twitter at Banksley, Instagram at Disney Goofball, and of course all of the Attractions Magazine social media channels and YouTube. Have a brand new Attractions Kids video that went up this past week at the Wreck-It Ralph 2 Playground at Epcot. The Attraction Show tomorrow. I'm hosting the Legoland segment. And then, that's pretty much all about it.
Forgot about Instagram. Instagram's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
I always forget about it, too.
And then put it online.
Mm-hmm.
Kids.
You know, those things that them kids are doing these days.
Good for them.
Darn Fortnite generation.
And, the Fortnite generation. It's crazy about Instagram. I never realized how fabricated these pictures are.
Oh, God, yeah.
I had a friend that actually legitimately, like, set stuff up. And I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I have to take a picture for Instagram. I'm like... I quit. I don't
just
get
enjoy
you.
Your life. Stop taking pictures of everything.
I don't get
stop sharing everything.
I will not Fortnite enjoy my life.
Why? Listen, I want people to see that I'm enjoying my life.
Yeah. Fortnite generation.
Didi, so what about you, sir?
Find me on all types of social media except Facebook, Black Timus Prime, BlakTimus Prime. As this month goes on, I will get more scary stuff going on and. I don't know.
Oh, God. And, of course, if you want to follow the show on Twitter, it's going to be at AttractionsEXP. If you want to send us an email, it's going to be expansiondrive@attractionsmagazine.com. Of course, thank you to MEI Travel, Mouseline Travel, and Universal Fan Travel.
Yes.
Universal
Fan Travel.
Yeah. Universal Fan Travel, Mouseline Travel, and MEI Travel for sponsoring the show and every week.
Yep.
Of course, thank you to Give Kids World Village for allowing us to record the show here each and every week.
Volunteer.
Reach out to gktw.org and find out how you can volunteer. Volunteer, not tear. I think that's going to be it for us. Thursday, we will be at Screamageddon.
Next episode of Exorcism Drive.
In Dade City. I've never been before. So it'll be a lot of fun. I see that there's like a paintball thing that they do out there, shooting some zombies and stuff. And
as long as I'm not kidding.
It'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And give us 5 stars.
Please.
Por favor.
Por favor, man. Tengo que decir, how did you purchase?
But why don't you go ahead and hit that music? Because we're about to get ready to get out of here.
Oh, man. See, right as I was on point, I totally left. No, wait. Wrong song.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Every week. Are you good now?
I think we're good.
Okay. So Scream Again this week. We got, what we have next week? We have Ominous Descent. We have Spooky Empire coming up still. We're still doing Halloween Horror Nights. So if you're going out to Horror Nights and you see us, make sure to say hi.
Say hi.
And,
be sure to go through a house with Dee Dee.
Yeah. Everybody keeps asking.
$10.
On that note, from the good brothers and the good sister, too sweet.
Get spooky.